Hi, this is Jeanette on a recorded line. What is the name of the person you're transferring?
Hi, Jeanette. How are you? This is
Good, how are
John.
you?
And good. And I have Charlene Stapleton. It's a new claim for her
Okay,
Depo-Provera case.
great. You can send her over. Thank you.
Charlene, I have Miss Jeanette on the line for you.
How are you, Miss Jeanette?
Hi, Charlene. I'm good. Thank you for asking. How are you?
I'm okay.
Great to hear. And before we go any further, we are speaking on a recorded line. I just want to verify the number, your contact number. Is it 954-235-6142?
Yes.
Okay, great. And is this a cell phone or a landline?
It's the cell phone.
Okay. And would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo-Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay, and do you already have an attorney to help assist with filing a claim?
No.
Okay, and are you willing to affirm that you have not sought legal representation nor have signed any documents retaining an attorney regarding the Depo-Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay, and then who was injured by the Depo-Provera shot? Was it you or a family member?
Me.
Okay, and I'm sorry to hear that. Are you a resident of the United States?
I am.
Okay, and were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Okay, and again, I'm sorry to hear that. When were you first
Thank you.
diagnosed?
In 2013, that's when I started taking it. I was diagnosed in July 16, 2021.
Okay.
So, I
July.
didn't. Okay, go ahead. Yeah, July 16, 2021.
Okay. July 16th, 2021. And then you first started taking it. Did you What year did you first start taking it?
In 2013,
Okay, do you
in
recall? Okay.
March the 7th, 2013.
March 7th. Okay.
2013.
Okay, and when did you stop taking Depo-Provera?
In 2019.
Could you recall roughly what month was your last shot?
Like August. August.
Okay,
My bad.
August of what year again?
2019.
Of 2019. Okay, 2019. Thank you. And what is your date of birth?
11/14/1993.
93, thank you. And do you know anyone else who was injured by the Depo-Provera shot?
No.
Okay. And did you use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo-Provera?
Did I know?
Did you use the name brand
Oh,
Depo-Provera?
yes.
Thank
I
you.
thought you were saying something else.
That's okay. Okay. And did you use Depo-Provera for at least 1 year minimums?
Yes.
Okay. And then within 1 year, can you confirm that you had at least four injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. And then I know you were using Depo-Provera starting March 2013 and ending August of 2019. So this question might be a little repetitive, but bear with me. Did you use Depo-Provera between the years of 1992 to 2024?
I mean, I didn't use it in 1992, but
No,
I used it, yes.
So did you use it between those years?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And then can you confirm your gender for me, please?
A female.
Thank you. And then I have your first name spelled Charlene. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then I have your last name spelled Stapleton.
Yeah, STAPLET is in Tom, O N.
Yep, Stapleton.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. And then, do you have a suffix to your name? Are you junior, senior, the second, third, or none?
No.
Okay. And then, for the purpose of pulling medical records, what is your social?
587-75-9596.
Thank you. 587-75-9596.
Yes.
Okay. And then I have an email address here. Is it your first name, last name, one@yahoo.com?
Yes.
Okay. And what is a good mailing address for you?
11350 Hammond Court Circle.
How do I spell
that?
CAMDEN CAMDEN COURT.
Circle, CIR, Gulfport, Mississippi.
Thank you.
GULF, you know how to spell it?
Yeah, it's coming up.
Okay.
Gulfport, and then the zip code there is 39503.
Mm-hmm.
And then is there a building number, apartment number, or it's just 11350?
It's not a building number. It's 11350.
Okay, great. Thank you. And then what was the name of the diagnosing doctor?
Okay. Her name was Lauren Berry.
Lauren Berry. And where did Dr. Berry practice out of?
It's like a Jackson and Pines. So I can give you the address of, like, the name of the place.
Sure, the name is fine. Do you want the name? I can look up the address.
It's the women clinic. That's what it was. I thought it was Jackson Hines. It's the women, the woman's clinic. I'm sorry, I can't really.
That's okay.
Got a little cold. Women, I give you the address though, just in case.
Sure. Yeah.
But you can pull it up. 501 Marshall Street. Number 400. It's in Jackson, Mississippi. Zip code 39202. It should pull up.
Jackson, Mississippi. Yep. I see it right here. The women's clinic, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it was Dr. Lauren Berry. Did she spell her name Berry or B-A?
B-A-R-R-Y.
Okay. B-A-R-R-Y. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And did you also receive treatment at the women's clinic for the meningioma?
Yes, they had. I ended up going different places, so yeah, like the hospital.
Okay.
So what at the hospital? Baptist.
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 Was that also in Jackson?
Yes, it's on State Street.
Okay, yep.
Mississippi Baptist Medical Center, that's the name of it.
Yep. Thank you. Okay. And were you diagnosed with cancer prior to being diagnosed with meningioma or no?
No.
Okay.
I didn't have cancer.
Thank you. And then do you recall the doctor's name that you saw at Mississippi Baptist Medical Center?
Dr. Holiday. His first name was Howard. Dr. Howard Holiday. I remember him.
Okay.
I used to talk about his last name.
Okay. Yep,
it's spelled H-O-L-A-D-A-Y. It's not spelled like regular Holiday.
Okay, great. Yep, thank you. I see him here. He's a neurosurgeon.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. And then what was the name of the doctor that prescribed the Depo-Provera?
That was Dr. Berry.
Okay, so then So was Dr. Barry the prescribing doctor and the diagnosing doctor, or was Dr. Holliday also the diagnosing and treating doctor?
Dr. Holland is the one that's that's who treated me for it.
Okay.
So
who told you you were diagnosed?
Let's see. Well, Dr. Barry, you know, she's
okay.
My OBGYN.
Okay.
And then I went on to Dr. Holliday.
Okay.
Once, you know.
Once it
she
Dr.
referred
Barry.
Me, so.
Okay,
yeah.
Referred you. Okay, so then it would be Dr. Barry too. And then what was the name of the pharmacy that the Depo Provera was filled at?
Northtown Pharmacy.
Okay. Northtown.
It's by Old Canton.
Okay. Yep, on Old Canton Road.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. Okay. And do you have any copies of your medical records?
I can get them.
Okay, and then
give me some time, you know.
Mm-hmm. And then, if requested, could you provide them by mail, electronically, or both?
Yes.
Okay. And then
I guess.
Okay, thank you. And then the law firm requests an emergency contact in the event that they're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. Is there someone that you can leave as an emergency contact?
My mama, I guess. Let's see. Flora Hunt.
Okay.
It's 601-384-1513.
1513, thank you. Okay.
My mama.
Thank you. And her name's Tamara Hunt?
Flora. F-L-O-R-A.
F-L-O-R-A. Thank you, Flora Hunt. Okay. Okay, and then I'm just going to verify that I have the correct information. I have that you first started using Depo Provera March 7th, 2013, and you stopped using it August of 2019.
Mm-hmm.
I have that you were first diagnosed with meningioma July 16th, 2021.
Yes.
And then I have your date of birth as 11/14/1993.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you. And then, are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yes.
Okay, great. I'm going to send over some documents through DocuSign. Give me a second. So you're going to get a text as well as an email. It'll say Jeanette Butler at Mass Tort Strategies just sent you a DocuSign. And the email that it'll get sent to is CharleneStapleton1@yahoo.com.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Okay, I just sent it. Let me know when you see that text message come through, and I'll stay on the line with you in case you have any questions or anything is misspelled. Did you see that text come through?
Yes, ma'am. I see it.
Okay, great.
It just came.
And then you're going to click on that link. You might have to press yes or allow to receive SMS messages.
Okay, if I say yes.
Mm-hmm.
DocuSign. Continue.
Mm-hmm.
Wage Review, and on these documents.
Yep, and then you should see a little square to check.
Do I click on it? Oh, I click a square.
Yep.
Okay.
And then do you see a continue button or a start button?
Hold on. Hold on, what did you do? Hold on, I went back. Hold on. We went back. I'm not good with this type of stuff.
That's okay. Let me know if you have any questions.
Continue. Okay.
And then you should see a start button.
Okay.
And then do you see a box that says sign here?
Mm-hmm.
So check, press that box and it will bring up a field for you to draw your signature with your finger. And then you're going to press adopt and sign.
Okay.
And then and then it'll just take you to the next signature field. You're going to tap those fields. And then you should see a finish button once you've completed all the signature fields.
It's going to send it to you.
Yep.
I'll send it back. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. It should be coming though.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see. Wait a minute.
If you missed anywhere, it'll take you back. I believe there's a box for you to draw your initials as well.
Reach out to me back.
Okay, let's see. Okay.
Hold on, it might be.
So you might have to, do you see a start button?
Hold on, it might be go back and draw my initials.
Mm-hmm.
I guess because I see the chair. Spanish.
Okay.
Spanish.
There might be a signature missing. Perfect. Nope. I just got that back.
You got it?
Yep, I just got it. We'll get that sent over to the law firm. You'll receive a call within the next 2 weeks from a 909 number. That'll be Pulaski Legal. They'll be calling just to verify that it is okay to start the process of pulling medical records. They won't be able to start until they hear from you. So just keep an eye out for their call. And then they may also send you an additional DocuSign. It'll be through DocuSign, okay?
Okay. So I just got to wait for them to contact me 2 weeks?
Yeah. They reach out pretty quickly. Yeah, they reach out pretty quickly.
Okay.
I'll also send you a text with their number in case you don't hear from them. Within 2 weeks, give them a call, okay, Charlene?
Okay.
It was a pleasure speaking to you, and I hope you have a great rest of your day and a happy holidays, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. You too.